We're going to begin hearing now from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And if you caught what's going on here right at the very beginning, so we're in King Jehoiakim's exile, right? So this exile of the people of God from the land that has been promised to them. And where has the word of the Lord come to the priest Ezekiel? In the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar, right? So not in the promised land, but in exile. That's where Ezekiel is. And that in and of itself is very good and important for us to remember, right? That the word of God, that his power, that his prophecy is present wherever his people are, right? Not only in one particular place. You don't have to wait for all of the conditions to be just right in order to know the power of God, in order to experience his presence. But wherever the people of God are found, there will God's power and presence be. That's good to remember sometimes, right? Because we think, you know, it's very easy enough for the people at the time to think, well, you know, we've been kicked out of our land. God has abandoned us. He's not with us anymore. So what should we do? Should we just leave all of this behind? Should we, you know, just forget about the Lord since he seems to have forgotten about us? God sends his message there to his prophet to say, no, God has not forgotten about you. God is still with you. Of course he is always with you. And God is the one who is guiding everything. It's a good reminder for them, right? Because they had this time where they said, well, you know, we can make our own way in the kingdoms of the world. We can be the ones who try and influence world events and all these kinds of things, and we'll make this alliance and that alliance. And the whole time, God was telling them through his prophets, no, do not do that. Do not make those alliances because you will not find salvation there. Not in the powers of this world, but from God. And they did not listen. But even still, God does not abandon them. So it's a good reminder for us. Wherever we happen to find ourselves, and really nowhere in our world today do we find anywhere it's like, ah, yes, this would be the perfect and ideal situation to proclaim the gospel, because everything in the political climate is now perfectly right, where we can have the time and the fullness of the proclamation of the gospel. We don't find that anywhere, right? But what we find is God's people everywhere. What we find is his message everywhere. What we find is his power and his support everywhere with us. So that is the thing that should give us courage. Not whatever the exterior circumstances are, but that promise of God's presence with us. Same thing was true for St. Dominic, whose feast we celebrate today. Right? Dominic grows up first in Spain, and he has this very religious sense about him. And he's sent off by some work by his bishop, and he encounters this place where all of a sudden the people there, they don't have the real faith. They have some sort of heresy that's going on among them there. It'd be very easy to say, well, you know, this whole area, everybody's succumbed to this heresy, so I guess we'll just give up, we'll leave it alone, we'll forget about it. That's not what Dominic does. He begins to gather a community around him to preach the truth of the gospel. And that community becomes this order of preachers, the Dominican order. It doesn't form itself under some kind of ideal circumstances where it's very easy for everybody to live together. No, it happens precisely in challenging times and in places. And that is what makes him a saint. And that's God's call for all of us, to become saints. And to be a saint does not mean that you live an easy life, but to be a saint means that wherever you happen to find yourself, you proclaim the message and power of God. So we gather this morning for this Eucharist, we receive that promise that God is present with us. We receive the courage, the grace, the strength that we need. And so we ask God, through the intercession of St. Dominic today, to help us as well become saints wherever we find ourselves.